Hi, this is Clayton. It's about 2:20 on Thursday. Crazy day here. Corn finished with sharp gains up limit in most months. Beans finished up 31 to 38, and wheat was up 36 cents. Obviously, this had mostly to do with the stocks and all positions report that I described in the message this morning and also in the email. The number came out about 170 million bushels below the average trade guess, and even though we had a somewhat bearish new crop acreage number, the stocks number overpowered that, so to speak, and caused an awful lot of bullish sentiment here. The implication is that the carryover now is going to drop from the current 675. If you took that whole miss on the stocks report, you could theoretically get it down to 500, I suppose. We don't think it's going to drop that much, but almost certainly drop in the report coming out a week from tomorrow. And this strength just kind of rubbed off in the beans, although the bean reports were bullish in their own right. But the wheat numbers were actually bearish, and here's wheat's up 36 cents. So something to take note of, and obviously there's an awful lot of thought that you're going to have more wheat used for feed use, and ultimately kind of be this pressure valve, I think, for this old crop corn situation. Outside markets didn't hurt at all either. You've got crude up 240 right now. The Dow is flat. The dollar's down about 26 ticks, a decent down day. Precious metals all pretty much sharply higher. So we have expanded limits tomorrow, 45-cent limits, based on the synthetic values in the option markets. Old crop corn is trading about 27 to 29 cents higher. In other words, we'll probably be up something like that when the night session starts tonight, and see where this thing wants to open tomorrow. New crop East corn synthetics were about 9 or 10 cents higher than the limit up there, so not nearly as extreme, but still further gains look like they're coming there too. We're going to put out a market letter this afternoon talking about this and trying to put together some of the pieces, and also how this is continuing to unfold right now, remarkably similar to the 1995-96 situation, which we talked about a couple months ago, but I'll throw another picture of that in there. So that's it for tonight. Take care.